This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Kia ora everyone. Once again, this is Leia Batarbonia in Philippine Radio, Radio Hawke's Bay. Today, this is a special day for me, and I hope a special day as well for all Filipinos in Hawke's Bay and other cultures wherein I have that connection. So Philippine Radio was established in 2019 upon the invitation of Radio Kidnappers. In the past, the name was Radio Kidnappers. Now it's called Radio Hawke's Bay. The primary purpose of Radio Kidnappers is to bring the voices of ethnic community on air. So one of the ethnic community is Philippine community. So that's why as a Filipino radio kidnappers thought of inviting me to anchor the radio show. From that time, and then I started it, and then slowly I was able to develop confidence to discuss different issues about the Philippines, about Filipino settling in New Zealand, what are their life, their struggle, and challenges. It was a rare opportunity, of course, for me to be invited by Radio Hawke's Bay to bring about positive and significant effect for multicultural diversity in our region through air show, bringing about those different topics into the air. That was a big milestone on my part as a volunteer. I'm doing other kind of volunteer work. And this opportunity as a radio announcer is also a challenge for me, wherein there are times that I juggle my time from work, and then you go to the station. Sometimes I don't have any topics to discuss on the spot, but then I was able to handle it through the support of other organizations like Multicultural Association of Hawke's Bay. And then later on, I will introduce to you some of our guests here. Now, after 5 years, since 2019, and now it's 2024, Philippine Radio is now on the fifth year anniversary. I thought of changing the name from Philippine Radio into Tagalog or Filipino term, Bagong Bayani. Bagong Bayani means new hero. I perceive that this idea could bring something inspirational to Filipinos, especially to the younger generations and our Filipino contract workers. Like trades, those in the hospitality, marketing, construction, meat processing, diesel mechanics job, and lots of kind of job that Filipino contract workers are doing while they are here employed from the Philippines to New Zealand. Our national hero, Dr. Jose Rizal, even said that the younger generations are the hope of our nation and the future generation, which means in Filipino, ang kabataan ay pag-asa ng bayan. Rizal was a novelist, a writer, doctor of medicine, a farmer, and a scientist. he became the inspiration of most Filipinos during the time when the Philippines was under the colonization from the Spanish, from 16th century until before American came. So Dr. Jose Rizal offered his life to gain freedom and democracy against the Spanish. We learned so much from his example as patriotic and his heroism as a Filipino. Every Filipino has a talent, skills that start from our childhood in school and on many social upbringings we have and integration in the society. Being in New Zealand has lots of challenging, lots of challenges yet success stories behind. These challenges and hurdles have molded an array of success stories of every Filipinos who live in New Zealand, whether they are a worker, student, family, or children. So from that perspective, like, for example, the parents migrated and then they bring their young, the kids, and they started their primary school in New Zealand. So being in a new country made them more aware of the changes. And sometimes it's hard for a child to cope with that changing environment without having a classmate who can speak their own language, but it's in English. So meaning that from childhood that they encounter that problem until they grow up as a teenager and they become professional in New Zealand, it's really a challenging one. I strongly believe that radio program or radio shows is one vehicle to uphold the identity and cultural uniqueness of every Filipino. So here we are, every Bagong Bayani must rise and with dignity, inspiration, positive mindset, and let us enjoy the freedom of democracy within our own community, other communities, and a larger New Zealand community. At this time, I would like to introduce Rizwana Latif. She is one of the board of directors of Radio Hawke's Bay and been supportive with the multicultural diversity of Hawke's Bay. And she is also at present the president of the Multicultural Association of Hawke's Bay. She is being supportive on whatever initiative that we're doing in the community. So thank you so much, Riz, for coming in the radio show now. This is the Bagong Bayani Now radio program.
Kia ora, and congratulations, Leah, on the launch of Bagong Bayani. And it's very interesting to hear about the history, 5 years. And thank you very much for being part of Radio Hawke's Bay. It is very important that the value of diversity is realized within our community by celebrating what we have. You are right that our ethnic communities do make up 20% of the population in New Zealand, and at least 21% of people in Hawke's Bay identify as not being born in New Zealand, and a very big part of that is the Philippines community. It has grown immensely in the last probably 10 years, not only with permanent residents, but with temporary contract workers. And we saw a lot of that during the COVID times. I think ethnic communities, as well as, including the Filipino community, make a significant contribution to every area in whether it is education, huge part of the health workforce, hospitality, whichever field. So congratulations and looking forward to future episodes.
Yeah, because it's sometimes it cross-cutting, like Philip, this program being run by a Filipino will also across come across to other cultures. And yes. It would happen that I would also invite other nationality to share their experiences with yes. Filipinos or working with Filipino in any of the company here. So there's that, and then we met or we can have a common ground, which one is we can work together.
Yeah, and as you know, that I worked as a midwife in the community, so I've delivered many Filipino babies.
Yeah,
in fact, I've got a few Filipino godchildren. The Filipino custom is to have lots of godparents. And, I have interacted with the Filipino community for many years and, been very involved in the community like you, Leah. So congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Riz, for coming. And then I have also another guest here. The name is Josiah Alim. He was my former workmate in one of the nursing home in Hawke's Bay. And then he studied the Filipino language and culture for 8 weeks. And he knows how to speak the Filipino terms. So, welcome, Josiah, for this launching of Bagong Bayani.
Thank you, Leah. It's good to be here. Congratulations again on Bagong Bayani. As Leah said, I met Leah in Eversley, which was a nursing home here in Hawke's Bay. And from there, she kind of convinced me to start taking Filipino lessons. And from there, she taught me about the culture, the history, and the language as well. So throughout that time, I was able to learn a little bit of the Filipino language. And actually, I am moving to the Philippines in a few days where I'm going to serve a mission as a missionary of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And it was because of Leah. She helped me a lot with my language, so I can get the pronunciations a little bit.
Can you give us the example of the terms you learned?
I can say a testimony if that's okay. So the testimony that I learned, it goes like the, something like this. Alang ko pa na si Jesus Kristo nagnag Diyos na nasa pa mamakitang na Ebanghelyo kaya natin na pumalik sa kaya. Alang ko pa na si Rosalem yasa na propeta ng Diyos ayang pamilyan natin pangulang hanggang. So that was something, that's
salvation, about the salvation.
So that's something I learned, and with your help, I was able to remember the little words that, because it sometimes can trip you up when you're first learning Filipino.
That's really good. I'm happy for you, Josiah.
Yeah, thank you.
And 2 years is quite long for you to stay in the Philippines, but I hope you will enjoy.
Yes.
And
I'm
maybe
looking forward to it.
Along the way we can meet, because when I go for a holiday in the Philippines. Yeah.
Oh, that'd be good if
and
I get
Pangasinan is also my favorite place.
Oh, is it?
Although I haven't gone there for quite some time, but I want to go back because of that 100 islands that you can have. They call it island hopping. Then you enjoy the scenery in the beach.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Hopefully, if I get to see you in Bangasana, I'm going to Uraneta. So if anyone sees me out there, you can come say hello to me.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Leah.
And we will be right back later. We just pause for a while. Thank you so much for listening. And hello, we're back again on air after a few minutes break. So today we changed already the name of the Philippine Radio into Bagong Bayani, which means new hero. We have here Megan Moore.
Hello.
Hello, Megan. What's your grade now in school? I mean, what level?
Grade 4.
Grade 4. So Megan is in grade 4. So what makes you proud of yourself, Megan? As a child? You mentioned about your school.
My school and my studies.
Yeah. What's your favorite subject?
Math.
Yeah, nice. Aye. So why do you like mathematics?
It's probably one of my favorites because when I was younger, my mom used to teach me a lot of math equations. Now it's really easy.
Oh, that's really nice. So it really helped you a lot when your parents, you, including you, migrated to New Zealand. So it's quite a big changes for you being a child coming from our country, the Philippines, wherein you talk our local language and then you go in New Zealand, it's more on English. And now you are, I heard from your teacher that you excel in mathematics in school, and that's really extraordinary as a child. And because we want to develop younger generation, Filipino younger generation or Filipino Kiwi generations in New Zealand to be more productive while they grow up, they become successful in their chosen career or whatever work they want. So it's also being a child, it would be an inspiration to other Filipino children and as well as to the parents, because you while you are striving and you become successful in school and later on to become a good citizen of New Zealand, you will be considered as one of the hero, Filipino hero, that exil in New Zealand and doing lots of good work to make our country, the Philippines, proud, and as well as New Zealand, because you are now living in New Zealand, but your identity as a Filipino, it's still there. You are a pure-blooded Filipino girl. So keep up the good work, Megan, and maybe in the future, when you are in high school, we can still talk more about other things that would be beneficial for you, and it would be good as well for your parents, because they are so proud of you and they are working hard to support you in your studies and giving you the basic needs in life. Thank you so much, Megan. And also your mother is here, Lindy, who's also working as in one of the company in Hawke's Bay. So do you have something to say, Lindy, before we finish the radio show?
Sa mga kababayan, patuloy lang ang laban.
Thank you so much, Lindy. Yes, that's really good. In radio show, we mixed up the Filipino language and the English language. So, minsan ang ating mga kababayan, especially those workers, they also listen to the show by downloading in their computer, in their cell phone. So we can just download Radio Hawke's Bay, then click Ethnic Voices, then you would see Philippine Radio, but now it's Bagong Bayani, and the admin staff of Radio Hawke's Bay will change that in the website, the name, as well as the profile of whoever. For me, it's not all the time that I'm the one anchoring the show, but there are times that I would request. It might be the younger generation, like Megan. So let's keep up the good work, and maraming salamat po.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.